धाम की जय, मायपुर धाम की जय, जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय, अयोध्या धाम की जय, द्वारिका धाम की जय, तुलसी देवी की जय, भक्ति देवी की जय, गंगा माई की जय, यमुना माई की जय. All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Hare Krishna. We are speaking in English here. Jo Hindi wale hain, wo niche Bhakti Vedanta Hall mein ja sakte hain. Wahan Hindi mein pravachan hoga. Translation. So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, chapter number 75. Text number 37. Just repeat after me, please. Sthale Abhyagridnat Vastra Antam Jalam Matva Sthale Apatat Jale Cha Sthala Vat Brantya Maya Maya Vimohitaha Sthale Bhradrinat Vrastratam Jalam Matva Sthale Patat Jale Cha Sthala Vad Bhrantya Maya Maya Vimohitaha Sthale Bhradrinat Vrastratam Jalam Matva Sthale Patat Jale cha sthalva vad brantya Maya maya vimohita Sthale vatyati matantam Jalam vatva praveva jalam Jale sthalvam vatya Vimohita Saleva Santam Maya Vimohita Layam Rastrata Devata Jale Kalanta Dhavatyantam Jale Maya Vimohita. Ladies, Matajis, Layam Rastrata Devata Translation. Bewildered by the illusions created through Maya Dhanava magic, Duryodhan mistook the solid floor for water and lifted the end of his garment, and elsewhere he fell into the water, mistaking it for the solid floor. Text 38, because there is no purport. Text 38. Jasa bhimastam dhritva striyo nitva pare nivaranyandanam api angam rajanam krishnatu mohitaha. Translation. My dear Parikshit, Bhima laughed to see this, and so did the women, kings and others. King Yudhishthira tried to stop them. But Lord Krishna showed his approval. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti mentions that King Yudhishthira tried to check the laughter by glancing at the women and Bhima. But Lord Krishna, however, gave approval with the gesture of his eyebrows. The Lord had come to the earth to replace the burden of the wicked kings, and this incident was not unrelated to the Lord's purpose. So the shloka is, bewildered by the illusions created through Maya Danava's magic, Duryodhan mistook the solid flow for water and lifted the end of his garment. And elsewhere he fell into the water, mistaking it for the solid flow. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Gnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapadakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavanscham Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhano Stute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Bhaja Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Jayadvaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So this morning we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. Bewildered by the illusions created through Maya Danava's magic, Duryodhan mistook the solid flow for water and lifted the ends of his garment. Elsewhere he fell into the water, mistaking it for the solid flow. My dear Parikshit, Bhima laughed to see this, and so did the women, kings and others. King Yudhishthira tried to stop them, but Lord Krishna showed his approval. Very interesting. So, in fact, this whole chapter I went through very carefully. Duryodhan humiliated. That's the title of this chapter, chapter 75. Now, earlier there is mention that Duryodhan is very, very envious. In the previous verse, number 36, this is 37, proud Duryodhan holding a sword in his hand and wearing a crown and necklace angrily came into the palace in the company of his brothers. O king, insulting the doorkeepers as he entered, purport by Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada writes, in the Krishna books. Prabhupada writes that Duryodhana, now this is very important, Duryodhana was always in an envious and angry mood. Duryodhana was always in an envious and angry mood. And therefore, on a slight provocation, he spoke sharply with the doorkeepers and became angry. Now, in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, there are three royal roads to hell. These three roads to hell have got nameplates, just as we have a nameplate outside. Kanayalal Munshi Mag. Those three nameplates of these three roads are lust, anger and greed. One slides merrily on those roads and goes to hell. That's what the Bhagavad Gita says. Lord Krishna himself says that. So, here is the case. And before this, Duryodhana is said to have lustily looked upon Draupadi because he wanted to marry her as a swayambhur. Then Draupadi had to select who should be her husband. Duryodhana was thinking, surely I am the best candidate. But he was not to be the husband. It was Arjun whom she selected. And that made Duryodhana very, very, very angry. Why was I not selected? Because that is the root cause of anger. Again, Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that lust is not only lust between men and women, even lust for money, lust for power. Anything which does not belong to you, you have no right on it legally or even in any moral way, and yet you consider that this is my rightful claim or it should come to me. And why has it not come to me so far? That is the root cause of lust. This is the main reason why we are on this earth. Because we thought that all this nature, everything belongs to me. Not to Krishna, but to me. And I am supposed to enjoy everything. If you see children, small children, I have 6 grandchildren, and I see very often them fighting. And one gets it, that's a mistake a grandfather makes. So if one gets it, the others want it, and they try to grab it. It should be for me. Nowadays these girls are also very strong. They take it away from the boys. So, the position is that everyone in this world, everyone without fail, unless you are a Nitya Siddha, startling example was our Srila Prabhupada. He had no desire whatsoever to come to this world. We had all desire to come to this world. We wanted to enjoy separately from Krishna. Whereas Prabhupada just had no inclination or intention to come here at all. It was Lord Chaitanya. See, in the Vaikuntham, the topmost planet is Golok Vrindavan. It's in 3 parts, as explained in the Shastras. The center part, it's like a lotus. In the center, there's Krishna Lok. Within Golok Vrindavan. Krishna Lok means Krishna and Lok. So Krishna and his associates, Gopis, Radharani and her associates are there. And they enjoy the pastimes there. We, as Jivatmas, felt, why am I not with them? If not, I'll do my own. I'll make my own. And that's why we have come here. This is exactly what happened to Duryodhana. He's the epitome. He's the topmost person with enviousness. Is a personification of envy. Prabhupada writes in his Krishna books that Kans is a personification of fear. He's always afraid that Krishna is going to kill me. Well, he didn't know that it was Krishna, but he said, Devaki's eighth son, constantly becoming Krishna conscious but in a negative way. The five positive rasas, seven negative rasas. So the one of the negative rasas is fear. And but that is not good, because that type of Krishna consciousness leads you only to Brahman stage. Out of the five places where you can end up if you are a devotee, the lowest end is where you merge into the Brahman, and then you get bored because you have nothing to do there. You are just having a big light. Just like I see at night insects. Particularly, I was in a small village 2 days ago. Thousands, it's uncountable, insects come to a light. And they just want to anyhow zoom in on that light, and many of them perish. So that's exactly what happens, that we just want to merge into the Brahman, because we love that cool, soothing, wonderful Brahman. When we die, we leave this body out of the nine gates that are there in the body, nostrils, 2 ears, 2 eyes, Malmutra, or in the Brahman here. So these nine gates. So once you come out of the body, the first stage that you see is the Brahman stage. It's mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. So it's a glowing, beautiful light in the Tibetan Book of the Dead, that's mentioned as Amitabha. Amitabha means the divine light. So here we are talking about this nasty character called Duryodhan. He wants to have somebody else's wife as his own. Even now, he looks lustily upon her. She's a bhabhi. She's a brother's wife. But internally in his heart of heart, I should have had this woman as my wife. So, when such an incident happens and then you don't get what you desire most lustily, what develops? Anger. Krishna says so in Bhagavad Gita. Frustration leads to anger. And anger then leads to losing one's mind. When I was a student in England, it's alright, they don't use that. But in America, they use a language, why are you mad at me? Means, why are you angry at me? Because they equate madness with anger, and anger with madness. So the Americans say, why are you mad at me? And you say, well, I'm not mad. No, you're mad at me. But what they meant was, why are you angry at me? So it's quite appropriate, actually. So madness comes through anger, actually, when the desire is not fulfilled. And then the last shloka is, in Bhagavad Gita, that in that particular verse, when this is not fulfilled, you lose your life's only purpose. Now, all of us know, who are sitting in this august room, hall, temple, hall, that life's only purpose is to go home back to Godhead and to develop love of God. That you can do only in the human form of life, not in any other 84 lakh, 84 lakh forms of life. The highest form of life, the human form of life. Once we had occasion to ask Srila Prabhupada on the terrace of the Juhu, place where he was staying, I remember that somebody asked him that, Prabhupada, what are these human forms of life? Because I only see, you know, what you see here. He says, that's your problem. Because you don't have the vision to see more than what is in front of you. But there are other human forms of life. Say, for instance, in Africa or in Australia particularly, I went there and I saw the aborigines over there. It's a totally different human form of life. And they eat insects and they eat rats, they eat everything. Not now, but the forefathers were wanderers. They were just gathering roots and everything. It's a very low form of human life. They have no time to think in terms of Krishna consciousness. But now, because there are African and Australian devotees, they have slowly becoming from that lower form of human life to Vaishnavas, which is the highest form of human life. Because that's a stepping stone for going home back to Godhead. Now what happened here is this Duryodhan was extremely envious. But let's get to the root of the word envy, because amongst all the forms of anarthas is unwanted things. Kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, mad, matsa. All of us know this. So these six, as our Radhanath Bharat says, they are like chewing gums. Now, many of you have tried chewing gum. And if you put the chewing gum somewhere and you try to pull it out, it just doesn't come out. It sticks. And then it's a very bad thing. In fact, it's banned in Singapore. So, this chewing gum is very difficult to remove and clean up. So these six anarthas are like chewing gum. They stick on the surface of the soul. The soul is 1/10,000th, the tip of a hair, which is so small. And still, these six things stick on it. So the soul doesn't become impure actually. Because soul is always pavitra. Because it's part and parcel of Krishna. But the substances get unlayered. Now to clean those layers, we have to chant, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Why? Because, who cleans the baby when it's very, very tiny? Who? The mother. So, why do we start with Hare? Because she's the mother. What are we cleaning? The chewing gum, the dirty stuff. So, the child cries out to the mother. The mother is the only one who would pick up a dirty child. I have seen it. We have children, grandchildren of our own. All here, many of you who have been fathers, mothers, the fellow is all dirty and, you know, with all urine and stool. The mother lovingly picks him up. Ah, she gets good aroma. And the father is far away. They take him away and clean him up. So, it's a mother who starts the process. That's why we start with the word Hara, Hare. And then comes Krishna. Because we first plead to the mother to please help me, to get me to Krishna. And you don't want to go in a dirty state. You want to go to a good state of cleanliness. And this cleaning process starts with Mother Hara. Hare is a vocative tense. Now here we go. Duryodhan, let's get to the DNA of Duryodhan. Okay? You know what is DNA? Everybody knows DNA? DNA means the spiral, which was, in fact, two of the scientists, Cambridge University, got their Nobel Prize. What happens is, each one of us have 24 chromosomes from the mother, 24 chromosomes from the father. That's what we all had learnt in school. But if you go further deep into that, the construction of the chromosome is a spiral composed of various elements. And in that DNA, I think the correct full name is is there any biologist here? Deoxynucleic nucleic acid, right? Okay, that's my memory. Everybody calls it DNA. Now, what happened was a very interesting thing. The DNA of Duryodhan and company, those are all 99 other brothers, came from Dhritarashtra, the father, and Gandhari, the mother. Okay? What happened in fact was, Dhritarashtra was always envious of his brother. Brother Pandu. Okay? So he had, this is what happens, your DNA, I learned this in when I went to Cleveland Clinic Hospital in Cleveland. The DNA can slightly modify. Not the whole structure. DNA is the intelligence part, the software part. The RNA is the hardware part. Okay? You know software, hardware, everybody knows computers. So, what happens is that the mind keeps on playing havoc. Because Bhagavatam says mind is your best friend and mind can be your worst enemy. Why? Because it plays on the DNA. So, and that you pass on to your children. That's the worst part. So here's a case where Dhritarashtra was extremely envious, and because he was blind, he was born blind. Why was he born blind? Anybody remembers? Because his mother shut her eyes when she was conceiving this guy. And it's a long story in the Mahabharata. But I'll come to the point. Gandhari was pregnant, okay? And at the same time, Kunti Devi became pregnant, okay? Kunti Devi was carrying Yudhishthir. And this Gandhari was not knowing what's happening. But anyway, she was pregnant. According to this Mahabharata, it's very interesting. This is ISKCON Mahabharata, incidentally. There are many Mahabharata. One day, during this period, may I read it out? Everybody is alright with this? Okay. In short, one day, Vyasadeva came to the home of, palace I should say, of Dhritarashtra, who was designated king. He was not the king. The king was actually Pandu, who had gone to the forest, etc., etc. And the crown prince was to be the son of Kunti Devi, not Gandhari. This was the condition. However, everybody was anxious. Dhritarashtra was very anxious and envious, and so was Gandhari. So Gandhari was also very envious. Of whom? Kunti. And there was a race. Can you imagine? There was a race. Who's going to deliver the first child? That's what's written here. So, one day Vyasadeva came and he happened to be a visitor at Gandhari's house. The sage was very hungry and exhausted as well. And Gandhari was very kind. She gave wonderful prasadam, not prasadam, whatever. So he gave the food to this Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva said, sharira vidya ja jitendya tahe kahal jive vidya shai sagare. And he ate the prasad. Then Gandhari said, I've been pregnant for 2 years. And why am I not getting my child? Here's Kunti. She already has a son. That is Yudhishthir. So she was extremely anxious, angry, envious, etc., etc. Because she was carrying this so-called baby in her, this one, womb, for 2 years. And Kunti Devi won the race. She got Yudhishthir. So Yudhishthir was crowned prince. And she actually did a very nasty thing. She banged her fist on her womb. She was so angry. Here's Vyasadeva, he's shocked. What is this woman doing? You know? No woman who's pregnant will box her womb like that. And a huge, huge, she started delivering immediately. And a huge lump of matter came out of her womb. And she was more angry and more envious. Vyasadeva was very, very intelligent. He had already blessed her that you'll get 100 sons. And she said, look, I've got this huge big mass of nothing. And you bless me for 100 sons. What sort of a blessing did you give me? So she was angry on Vyasadeva of all people. Can you imagine? Literally incarnation of God is having prasadam at your place. And you get angry with him. What sort of... Only an Afghani woman would do it, right? Your Gandhar is Afghanistan now. Any Afghans here? No, we don't have Afghans. So, this form of cruelty or this form of behavior is unimaginable to anyone in India. And Vyasadeva says, get me 100 small pots. So they got small pots. Incidentally, when I was studying in London, they had invented a new process called test tube babies. Ever heard of it, all of you? Now, that was not new. The guy who did the test tube baby first time thought, I've done a new thing. But it's not true. 5,000 years ago, there were puck tube babies. So here it is. 100 pots were brought, ghee was poured into them, and that big lump was cut into 100 pieces by Vyasadeva himself, and planted in each of those parts. And Vyasadev said, cover them up and let them develop into boys and one girl. So actually speaking, there were 101 parts, not 100. Actually, Duryodhan had one sister. And so, lo and behold, a miracle happened, and this boy, Duryodhan, was the first to pop out of a pot. He's a pot baby. So, he was mad. He was envious from his father's side, from his mother's side, being trapped, being called a pot baby, and so on and so forth. So, all his life, he was always envious. Who says that? Srila Prabhupada. And he has reason to say what he says. Prabhupada always had a lot of logic. If you hear any of Prabhupada's tapes, he's arguing with some big person, whoever it may be, even a priest from other, say, Christian or whatever priest. They would tell, but animals don't, this morning I was listening, but animals don't have souls. Prabhupada said, what? Animals don't have souls? Said, yes, that's why we eat animals. He said, no, that's not true. You mate, birth, death, old age and disease is there for all. And therefore, a child would not be born unless there is a soul. So what happened actually speaking is, that in each of these pots, a soul went in. Just like in the womb, the soul enters. It's there in the Bhagavatam, how the child develops. So here is the case. I'm giving you the root cause why Duryodhan was so envious. From his very conception. Because of his father, mother being extremely envious. So we got that through. Then what happened was, later on, again we go to the Mahabharata. The Pandava boys developed and the Duryodhan and his family brothers developed. But every time Dhritarashtra, though he was blind, he was informed that the Pandavas were doing acts and deeds which were far, far superior to those of his own sons. So his enviousness and anxiousness and so on kept on increasing every day. Now, unless you chant the Mahamantra, envy does not disappear. Because you require a tremendous force, you require tremendous purity to get rid of enviousness. And enviousness cannot go unless you have Krishna consciousness. Therefore, we are always talking about getting rid of enviousness. If you get rid of enviousness, which is the sixth of the items, the other five, there's a speed in getting rid of the other five. Lust will go away if you have no enviousness. Isn't it? Krodh, anger goes away if you have no enviousness. So it's like a pack of cards. You pull the card from the bottom, all the other cards would fall. So the most important thing is to not have enviousness. Now, the English dictionary, there was a brilliant guy called Dr. Johnson. He was actually a professor at Oxford. The first creator of the English dictionary. And what did Dr. Johnson say about envy and jealousy? You remember I mentioned that before. Does anybody recall the difference between jealousy and envy? Anybody remember? Yes, Mataji? Wonderful. At least somebody listens carefully and remembers. Jealousy is in the mind. Okay? You have a beautiful new car. I have a rotten old jalopy, old car. I'm jealous. Why did he get... I'm equal to him. I'm his neighbor. He's got a new car. But at night, if I put my thoughts in action and puncture his tire or cut his brake tube, and see the magic in the morning and watch with glee and happiness how his car got banged up because there was no brakes working. That is envy. Envy is putting jealousy in action. Now what happens in Kali Yuga is very interesting. Because we are all, in fact, as one of our Guru Maharaj said, we are the last of the lot. Those jivatmas who were marginally impure got cleared, passed their exams in Satyug and went home back to Godhead. They were all distinction students. Then there was A-class students. They got cleared in Treta Yuga. And then comes Dwapar Yuga. And we are the residue. Now at least we should pass the exams. The only way we can pass the exams, because we can't do everything else, because we can't learn thousands of slokas, the 18,000 slokas in Bhagavatam, there are 1 lakh slokas in Mahabharata, Ramayana, etc., which they had by heart. We have none of these by heart. So we have one thing by heart. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And Prabhupada says everything is in that Maha Mantra. Now if you know Krishna, and if you just, there's no difference between Krishna, his holy name, his paraphernalia, his pastimes, etc. You know Krishna. Now if you know Krishna, you know everything. Okay? That's clear. So that's why for this Kali Yuga, this is a Maha Mantra. And because Lord Chaitanya, that is none other than Krishna in the mood of Radharani, I'll come about that later. He knew, Krishna knew, that these last of the lots of my parts and parcels, who have not cleared their exams earlier, 3 times failures, let me give them a very simple thing to study. And if they can just remember this one Maha Mantra, that is good enough. Because I just want them back home, back to Godhead. He wants us back home, back to Godhead. But we are such a stubborn lot. If you ask 16 million people in Bombay and Greater Bombay and New Bombay, there are 16 million of them. If we keep on telling them, no, please chant the Maha Mantra, please chant. What? Why should I? I mean, you see, it's very difficult to make everybody chant the Maha Mantra. It's a few fortunate ones who come and associate with devotees, eat prasadam, worship the deities, chant the Maha Mantra, read Prabhupada's books. These are the 5 conditions mentioned by Rupa Goswami, Bhakti Rasamrata Sindhu. If you do these 5 things, fine, you got 1-way ticket to Golok Vrindavan. Believe me, it's possible. It's possible to go home back to Godhead. Only one thing is necessary. Associate with devotees, that leads to learning the Maha Mantra. That leads to reading Prabhupada's books. That leads to eating prasadam. And the devotees themselves will help you put the deities in your house, anywhere, somewhere. And you daily see the deities, daily pray to them. Please do just this much. That's all. And you'll go home back to God. Very simple process in this world. Now we come back to our shloka. I was trying to prepare. What should I say? Because this verse has not got too much on the, purport. But then, it occurred to me that everyone knows about what is called yoga. In fact, I brought this morning, have you got it with you? Have you got that? You got it? Just bring it here, please. So, there's going to be a mini Kumbh Mela, a small Kumbh Mela in Rishikesh. And I was flying in the aeroplane, Jet Airways, and I opened the magazine. I don't normally open magazines. I chant and I read books, but I just happened to be, and on this particular page, I saw Radhanath Maharaj's picture. I was shocked. What has Jet Airways magazine got to do with Radhanath Swami? And there it is. Right in the middle, smack in the middle. And it says here, International Yoga Festival at Parnath Niketan Ashram, Rishikesh, Himalayas, India, 1st March to 7th March. And right on the first row, along with all the top yogis of the world, is Radhanath Maharaj's picture. And we are going to stick it downstairs. So I just cut that page because it said the customer's copy and I'm a customer, so I could take it out. And then I pasted it on a paper and I said, come on, let's give it downstairs on the notice board. So what I'm trying to say is that yoga comes from the word yuga. Yuga means to link up, to tie up. So if you tie yourself up to the lotus feet of Krishna. Anybody know why we keep on talking about lotus feet of Krishna? Why? What's this so? Repeatedly you'll notice, no? And throughout the Shastras, lotus feet, lotus feet, lotus feet, lotus feet. Why lotus feet of Krishna? Anybody knows why we're talking about lotus feet? Because that's there in the Isopanishad. Okay? Isopanishad is one of the first books that Prabhupada translated and printed. In fact, that's the first book I got in 1971. What it says in the Isopanishad is that there is a brilliant effulgence of the Lord, and the devotee is saying, please remove your brilliant effulgence so that I can see your lotus feet. Because the face I cannot see. It's not possible because there's too much brilliance coming. Just when the atom bomb first was blown in Nevada, there was a guy who was in charge of that, the top man called Oppenheimer. He was a brilliant scientist. And the moment he saw this atom bomb blow, he had that shloka of Bhagavad Gita at the tip of his tongue. Surprising. Most surprising. And he said, this is like a brilliant thousand suns glowing at the same time. That's what his exact remarks were. And Fermi and Einstein and other people who were there, they noted it down. So, the Lord's effulgence is so powerful to our eyes that we automatically see only His lotus feet. Okay? So, we therefore concentrate on His lotus feet first. When you have Diti Darshan, you start by the darshan of the lotus feet. Another thing, if you catch somebody's lotus feet, I don't mean all of you have lotus feet, but you have feet. But you catch somebody's foot, that fellow takes some, you know, daya, mercy is coming to him. Isn't it? You feel, oh, okay, sorry. You feel sorry for the guy, you know. You've been nasty for all these millions of lifetimes, but never mind, okay. I'll take you into my house. So that's another reason why you catch the lotus feet of the Lord. The third thing is, Brahman emanates from the lotus feet. Okay? Brahman emanates from the lotus feet. In fact, there is a shloka says, it emanates from the toes of the lotus feet. Now, you don't have toes in your hand or in your head or in your chest or shoulders. The toes are in the feet. So, we have a natural attraction. I'm Brahmasmi. We are also Brahman. So we have a natural affinity to Brahman. But we should not stop there. Intellectually, we should think what is beyond Brahman. So shlok number 9, 10 and 11 of the Isopanishad wants us to proceed further than the Brahman stage. Brahmaniti, Paramatmeti, Bhagwaniti. That is the shloka in Srimad Bhagavatam. So, Brahman is like the ground floor of the elevator. First floor, Paramatma. And the top floor is Bhagavan. So, we want to proceed higher up the ladder, sort of Krishna consciousness or spiritual life. So, we come to this other thing, which is very, very important. That I've got now exactly another 10 minutes. Then we'll have question and answers. What happened is that I want to talk about the three royal roads to hell, right? Lust we covered, anger we covered, but what about pride? False pride, that is. Okay? You've all experienced pride, right? There's pride and false pride. Just like you have ego and you have false ego. What is false ego? False ego is, I'm Indian, I'm an engineer, or I'm a lawyer, right? But you are not actually. The soul is not. We are identifying with the body. So similarly, what happens is that when the pride is hurt, we say, no, you hurt my pride, or pride is hurt. It's the body which is hurt, not the soul. Soul does not feel that type of hurt. Okay. Now, I wanted to talk about how pride is, as mentioned here, this Duryodhan, he fell into the water. The exact slok is, humiliated and burning with anger, Duryodhan turned his face down and left without uttering a word. What happened is, this Maya Danava, incidentally, anybody knows who's Maya Danava? Maya Danava was a king in one of the areas of Rajasthan. Incidentally, when I went this time to Jaipur, I was shown a certain place. And they said that the princess, means the daughter of this Maya Danava, was who? Anybody knows? No? She was the wife of Ravan. Okay. Ravan had married Maya Danava's daughter. Why? Because Ravan wanted to learn the Vidya from the father-in-law. See, Ravan was a nasty fellow. He was really intelligent also, but in a nasty way. He thought the highest form of Maya Vidya can only come from this man. And if I marry his daughter, I become the son-in-law. And therefore, I have a right to ask my father-in-law, Arvai Mereko, ye sab sikhao. You see? So that's the link. Now, but this Maya Danava was a fantastic architect. Even today, so many temples, so many buildings, beautiful buildings, the best buildings in India are all made by Rajasthanis. And so this, but the Maya Danava made this palace in such a beautiful way that they were like almost shining glass marble, you see. So you put your foot there, you never knew whether there is water there or there is solid ground. And that's what happened to Duryodhan. Okay. And he put his foot in the wrong place. And Bhima, my dear Parikshit, Bhima laughed. You can imagine how loudly he must have laughed. Now, why did Bhima laugh so much? Anybody know why Bhima? Why this name Bhima is mentioned here? Bhima laughed to see this. And so did women, kings and others. So they are in a different category. Kings, women, others. But the specific name of Bhima is mentioned here. I'll tell you why. There was total 100% enmity between Bhima and Duryodhan. And Krishna knew this. And that's why Krishna never killed Duryodhan. Krishna never allowed Arjun to kill Duryodhan. He reserved Duryodhan's killing to only Bhima. That was the main reason. Now, Duryodhan thrice tried to murder Bhima. Okay? That's there in the Mahabharata. Anybody knows when was the first time? Huh? Giving poison in the kheer, sweet rice. Okay? Duryodhan knew. As a child, just imagine what sort of a child he was, envious. He knew that the only strong guy was Bhima, you know, solid. How was he solid, do you remember? Anybody know the story? Bhima was a 1 month old child, 1 month old baby. And Kunti Mata was carrying him, but Kunti Mata of all people dropped Bhima. In while she was walking. And what happened to the floor? The stone floor. The stone floor cracked. And she was so worried. The stone is cracked and broken all over the place. What happened to my child? Nothing. I mean, that was a beautiful thing. So she realized at that age, 1 month old fellow, he can break stones just by falling. So, this story spread, you see, because you know how ayahs, maidservants are, who Kunti Mata dropped the child, you know. One maid will tell the maid will tell the husband, husband will tell 10 other people, and eventually reach the ears of Duryodhan. So this Duryodhan, even as a child, he went in the kitchen, told the cook, make lots of beautiful sweet rice today for my brother Bhima. And the cook thought, yes, yes, brotherly love and affection. You can just imagine what sort of affection. And this cook made this beautiful sweet rice, you know. Must have been the Bengali cook. And then he made this beautiful rice, sweet rice. Bhima then went out and got hold of the worst poison which could instantly kill a person. Okay. And he mixed it in this sweet rice. And he said, Bhaiya, I love you so much. I know you love sweet rice. And this huge big pot is exclusively for you only. I got it cooked. So Bhima, you see, was an innocent fellow. You know, many of these big wrestlers, you see them on WWF. They just fight. They are intelligent, some of them. But anyway, Bhima is very intelligent. But still, he gets hungry every how many hours? 4 hours. Bhima had to eat every 4 hours. And this was his 4th hour. And this is a big pot of kheer. And he ate it. And the moment he ate it, you know what happened? The poison started spreading all over his body. Now, the solution to this was not known to anybody. Bhima falling ill, and he was vomiting, and he was shivering, and all the symptoms of poison, food poisoning took place. Fortunately, the Rajvaid, you know, the doctor of the palace, Rajvaid, he happened to be there, and he saw the symptoms, he realized this is what's happened, and he had the antidote. And he gave Bhima this antidote of that poison and asked Bhima to sleep in the river because it was so hot. He was feeling the heat of this. And he had to cool down so that the antidote could act on the poison. This is the second, this is the first time he slept in the river. The second time was when he couldn't do Ekadasi and went to Vedvyas' grandfather and asked that, oh, everybody is doing Ekadasi and I cannot do Ekadasi. Please teach me, once at least in my life I want to do Ekadasi. And Vedvyas said, the only way is, remember, you drank that pot of sweet rice and you had to sleep in the river. Go and think of that and go to sleep in the river. That was when he was big. Since then, we are all celebrating Bhima Ekadasi. On what? June, you know, sometime. And that's when the rain falls. And we are supposed to be sleeping in the rain. But not drink the water. Nirjal. So that's how it came. Okay? That's the root. One should always know the basic root cause of everything. So this one time, they tried to murder him. Second time was when the fire of that. That was a very interesting thing. Since they couldn't be killed by poison, they thought, let's kill them by fire. So, this Duryodhan and Shakuni by that time, oh my god, this Shakuni is a great man. This Shakuni, Gandhari's brother, actually, he brought Gandhari, the brother, from Gandhar. Gandhar is, of course, as you all know, now in Afghanistan. So, here is this Afghan guy getting this Afghan princess to marry this Dhritarashtra. Only her, and then she sees that my husband-to-be is blind, so she puts this white cloth on her. That's at least what the TV showed. I don't know if black or white, but they showed white. So, on her eyes. So, here we go. And they make this beautiful palace in the jungle outside, because they were going hunting. These kings had that hunting rights. And this palace was made of shellac, mixed with grass, mixed with other chips of wood, which would quickly burn. But fortunately, Vidurji knew, because Vidur means Yamaraj, right? Yamaraj would automatically know about death, right? Because he is the master of death. He is actually a Mahajan. So, he came to know and he, in advance, he made a tunnel, got a tunnel made so that they could escape. So this is the second time, right? So like this, Duryodhan was always trying to kill Bhima. So when somebody is, it's the law actually in any country of the world, that anybody tries to murder you, you have a right to file an FIR, first information report. Am I correct? You are a lawyer of repute. So Bhima filed that FIR with Krishna. Highest policeman of the world. Because Krishna is the highest of everything. So obviously he is the highest authority. So it was therefore that Krishna insisted that only Bhima shall kill him. Who? Duryodhan. And to practice killing Duryodhan, Bhima ko bola, pahle tum Jarasan ko maar do. So once after having killed Jarasan, Bhima got that habit of ripping people apart. And so this was the, you see, if you want to be perfect, you have to practice. So practice maketh a man perfect, they say. So here we are about Bhima. Therefore this mention is given, because he really hated the guy, both of them, there was mutual love and affection and mutual hate also. So when Duryodhan fell down in the water, Bhima was the loudest to laugh. And Krishna here gave his approval. Yes, yes, laugh more. Because that was the way to speed up the war so that the miscreants could be killed. Yada yada idharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyuthanam adharmasya tada sajamya aham. Krishna says, paritranayam sadhunam vinashaya duskritam samstapurnaya. When he goes for yuga yuga, he establishes dharma. So that is why this whole thing has happened. Now we have got time for questions and answers, and thereafter I have got another meeting. So I would like to end here by saying that please read this whole chapter, Duryodhan Humiliated, because unless one becomes humble, see, there are two things. Either you become humble or you don't become humble. Duryodhan decided, I don't want to become humble. If you don't become humble, you will be humiliated in any case. Okay? So it's wiser that taranadupi sunichena tarorupi saishunam amani naamana dena kirtaniya sadahari. Just become humble. Because you don't lose anything by becoming humble. You gain. You see, the best gain you can ever have is by becoming humble. In business, I'm a businessman, I always see return on investment, ROE, return on equity or ROI. So, if there is no investment and you get maximum return, that's the best profit. Correct? An expert from the stock exchange. So, we can, you come on TV also and advise everybody. So, you advise him now to chant the Mahamantra. Highest return on investment. You get an opportunity, very often I see you on TV, on your, show. So, return on investment, the wisest are the brahmacharis, and then those who chant. There's one lady here, I don't know if she's come today morning, she's the mother of Kishori Mataji. She chants 50 rounds a day. I mean, that's really something. After doing all the work, cooking, cleaning the house, everything, am I correct? 50 rounds a day? She does. She's very, very regular. And you can just imagine, if you chant 50 rounds a day, you can finish your 3.5 crore rounds very quickly. Okay? That's in the Kalisantar Upanishad. Kalisantar Upanishad very clearly states, it's between Brahmaji is the guru, Naradji is the Manasputra, son, and Shishya. So, Mana means mind, Putra means son. So, in the Brahmalok, a child is conceived by the mind. Just as in this world we conceive by, all animals, all human beings are conceived by sex. So, there is no need for that in Brahmalok. Just by thinking, they get a child. It's a transfer. So, he says, Brahma says to Narad Muni, because Narad Muni is very disturbed, you see, that in Kaliyuga, all these Jivatmas who are all failures in Satyuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapar Yuga, what salvation have they got? It's that Brahma who says, the famous shloka, actually original is Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Re, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Re. But because the smarta Brahmins were taking objection, that why ordinary non-Brahmins were chanting on the street, Lord Chaitanya said, alright, I'll shift it around. Because he is the guru of Brahma. Krishna is the guru of Brahma. He has a right to change his shishya's shloka. So he is the one, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who shifted it to Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Okay, thank you very much for listening patiently. Are there any questions or comments anybody has got? Give him the mic, please.
Hari Bol, Srinathji Prabhu. Okay, I have a question.
Panditji. I call him Panditji. He is a Pandit. Yes.
Hare Krishna, in the 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that 36 qualities of a Vaishnava means Advaishta Sarva Bhutanam, Mitra Karuna Evacha
Nirmaham. Do you know how it is sung? Do you know?
No.
Advaishta Sarva Bhutanam, Maitra Karuna Evacha, Nirmamo Nirahankara, Samadukha Sukha Kshami, Santushta Satatam Yogi, Yathatma Drada Nishchaya, Mayarpit Manor Buddhir, Yomad Bhakta Samepriya, Yasmano Dvijate Loko, Lokano Dvijate Chaya, Arsha Marshaba Yodvaigai, Mukto Yasacha Mepriya, Anapeksha Suchirdaksha, Udasino Gatavyata, Sarvarambha Parityagi, Yomad Bhakta Samepriya. Yo na rishyati na dveshti na saunchati na kankshati shubha shubha parityagi bhaktiman me priyonara yetu dharmyamritam idam yathotam pariupasate shaddhana mata parma bhaktaste diva me priya. Now you ask your question.
Okay, so in all these 36 qualities,
song of God, I was taught this song of God in the, it's singing, you see. Song of God is Bhagavad Gita. Gita means song. And Bhagavad means God. My first teacher was Jalotaji, Purushottam Jalotaji, father of Anup Jalota. So he taught me how to sing the whole Bhagavad Gita.
Okay.
Starting with, what is the first shloka of Bhagavad Gita?
Dharmakshetra Kurukshetra.
Dharmakshetra Kurukshetra Samaveta Yutsava Mamakaha Pandavaschaiva Kimakuruvata Sanjaya. It starts from that. Yeah, tell me.
Okay, so the question is that these qualities, Lord Krishna says that these are the ideal qualities of a Vaishnava, but under the six Shatripus, that is Kaam, Krodh, Lobh, Mada, Matsalu, Bahankara, like we deal with devotees, non-devotees, even like the people around us. So we do some bad karma, like from our part. So but we are doing Krishna conscious activities also, like chanting of holy names, falling for it. These four different principles, everything. So, in that scenario, where we are, like, whether we will be eligible to go back to what it means, we know also, and still we commit sins, and we do Krishna consciousness also, and so where we are, our position in going back to Godhead in this situation.
Did everybody understand his question? It's a very intelligent, very important question. And this is a question was asked to Prabhupada also. Not once, but many times. So the question is, on one hand, we have got this big luggage, shall we say, bags full of kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, mad, vatsa. At the same time, we are chanting. Just imagine you got this big bag, and at the other hand, you are chanting the mahamantra. So you are having both. Am I correct? So what is our position? How do we know we are improving, not improving, whether going to back home to where I got it, completing or not? That's why you need to take initiation. Okay? So, unless you have a bona fide spiritual master, who will guide you, number one, and whom you can ask, a living spiritual master that is, and therefore we took reinitiation from Radhanath Maharaj, many of us. So, it's the best thing, the wisest thing is to take initiation. That's very, very important. Because you must know, no, from somebody, some authority. Am I progressing? Am I unloading more of my anarthas? Is my chanting better? Is my preaching better? Whatever it is. And it's a very gradual process. Don't be in a hurry to fly in a rocket, okay? You're not going to go home back to Godhead in a rocket at 18,000 kilometers an hour or whatever. What will happen is, it's a slow and steady progress. Should not slide down, should not fall down. And then you'll automatically... True, you may not complete in this lifetime. But what happens in case you don't finish in this lifetime? What happens? Huh? You get another birth where... What does Bhagavad Gita say? Anybody remember the sloka? Huh? Satchitam Sriyatam Ge Yoga Prashta Jayate. So you are already a Brahmin, born in a Brahmin family, isn't it? So you are already halfway through. That is your qualification. This is chota baki rahi gaya abhi. So that's all. You will finish in this lifetime. Have confidence. Okay? Don't have doubt. Doubts are like demons, Prabhupada used to say. So don't carry your demons within you or in your head. I am going to finish. That's it. I have a right. It's a constitutional right. It should be there in our Indian constitution actually. Under 19G. What is 19G? Freedom, right? Rights of an individual. I'm an engineer, but I know that much. My rights I know. Constitutional rights. Yes, you had a question.
Yeah, Hari Bol. When Draupadi was basically, her sari was being pulled by Dushasan, so she tried to save herself, you know. But
initially,
but it couldn't happen. So then she put up her hand and
Govinda,
and then Krishna came and he saved her. So this is one example, you know, where someone devotee of the Lord had complete faith on the Lord, and Lord came and saved.
Yes.
And then if you see in 1818, there was one Babaji, Krishnadas Babaji, who came from Odisha, and he straight Krishnadas Babaji.
Krishna Babaji.
So,
he's a very good friend of Prabhupada.
Yeah. So he basically strayed away from that where he was doing his bhajan. So he went in the forest, and there he basically fainted, you know, after, because he had no food, like, you know. So after 3 to 4 days, he was about to die, like, you know. But Radharani appeared in front of him, like, you know, and gave him a pot.
She came as a young girl.
Cow maiden.
Cow maiden. I know. He gave the milk pot.
Milk, buttermilk. And then
buttermilk, was it?
Yeah, buttermilk.
You may know more.
No, no, not
I
me.
Thought it was milk.
Yeah, so, and he revived again his consciousness. He came back to Radhakund, you know, and all his
What's
glories.
Your question?
Yeah, the question basically is that, like, in one case you have someone having complete faith and the Lord comes, you know, and in case of Krishnadas Babaji, and then this Gutika, he mentions, you know, Krishnadas Babaji, I would have either died or I would have achieved the Lord, you know.
So has bhajan, I've heard this story.
Yeah, so basically, does one has to do so much bhajan in so much extremities, like, you know, to achieve the Lord, that you have to die and basically achieve, or like, how do we get that leap of faith and jump and more into that? Like,
how do we get
that leap of faith basically to...
In no, that, I didn't follow. You get what?
The leap of faith, I said, like, basically to do that particular thing.
Leap?
Of faith.
Leap of faith.
Faith, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, leap of faith.
Faith, jump. And to that particular level and, you know, do that much bhajan and attain the Supreme Personality of God.
See, what happened in Krishnadas Babaji's case was, he became a Babaji. You know, the distinct between a sannyasi and a Babaji is, Babaji is a bhajan the sannyas, you know. And our Prabhupada, they preach all over the world. So, what happened in many of these cases, this is one example, there are several others. It happened to Rupa Goswami also, that Krishna himself came with that pot of milk, right? Then one day, Rupa Goswami wanted to make some nice prasadam for his brother, whom he considered as his guru, Sanatana Goswami. And Radharani brought some of the ingredients, right? So actually speaking, take this whole temple, man. We this was an orphanage. You remember? Have you ever been here before? You used to go to Tardev Mandir of Gaudiya Math. I used to go there also. And this was in the 70s. This was a rotten place. R capital, O capital, TT capital. I mean, it was really lousy. How did it got transformed? This is a beautiful place. People come from all over the world. You see these foreigners coming from the ship. They all come here and go back. Right? And this whole thing, it has been transformed how? By the mercy of Lord Krishna. And how did that mercy come? Lord Krishna come here. There's no difference between mercy of Krishna and Krishna. You appreciate that? Everything about Krishna is absolute. You know this? What does absolute mean? Non-distinction. It's the same. Okay. So, the mercy of Krishna or the grace of Krishna came here because His divine grace, Prabhupada pointed His cane while coming down the steps of Bhartidya Bhavan after a debate and pointed out to whom His secretary, Shamsundar Prabhu, who told us. We didn't know. We had started work here, we had done many things here. But I didn't know. When I first came here, there were more rats in this place than there were human beings. You know that? First thing I had to get rid of were the rats. Because how can you have a temple and bhajan kirtan when you have rats all over the place? And it was filthy. Then we had to make gutter pipelines. They were all open gutter here. Okay? That's why the rats were there. And where we have the Vrindavan forest, that was a dump yard of all Kacharapatti. So, everything can be changed by Krishna's mercy. Okay? Including your meeting. Who knows? You may also meet Radharani. Who knows? Because you've been a devotee a long time. So, you just have to have that enthusiasm. And never, never, never give up. That is the secret. Just be firm. Never I shall give up. Because you one great chance. Who knows what will you be next life? You all know the story of that Marwari gentleman in Calcutta. You know this story? What happened?
Radharani said you first finished.
No, Radharani. This Marwari gentleman was very, very fond of money. Okay. So every naipaisa he had saved in Calcutta. But at the end he felt like building a huge, beautiful building of marble. And the day they did the opening of that marble, he was so happy he died. Oh, heart attack. So his two sons put his photograph, you know, and they used to put agarbatti and all that. And papa, pitaji, aapne ye sab banaya, itna sab paisa rakke gaye, to hum bahut khush hai, anand hai. But this poor Marwari became a rat. You see, what happens is, a rat always like to save, you know, in his hole. So he had a rat mentality. Krishna says at the end of your life, what your mind is the carrier of the soul. It is the actual car of the soul. Okay. So whatever you are thinking at the end of your life, the car will take you there. Okay. So, he was always thinking of money, money, money. And being a rat. So the little rat was squeaking, "Are bhai, main idhar hoon, tera baap idhar hoon, mere ko khilao. Why are you putting aarti on my and all that to the photograph? Wo to main mar gaya, abhi main jinda hoon idhar." And they said, these two sons, "Maro saale ko." How did this rat come in our house? Poor father. You see? So either you have this example, that you become a rat. I hope you never. Please forgive me. I can't make a Vaishnava aparad. But the fact of the matter is, you either become, you know, what your mind is. So your state of mind at the end of your life is the most important. That's the final exam. Alright. Whether you pass or fail. And we've all failed actually. We must be honest. We must be serious and you're humble. Because we failed, we've come here. Otherwise we should not be here. Now we should succeed. Correct? Now that we've got Manushya, what is that beautiful poem? Wording is just forgotten for the moment. Manushya janam paya Radha Krishna na bhajiya sunya dhaniya sunya vishaya khayenu. Isn't it? We are knowingly we are taking poison. What is this poison? Not eating prasadam. Not attending, you know. Incidentally, 10 o'clock I have a meeting about our Vada farm. A big meeting today. Everybody has been to Vada farm? It's a beautiful place, 88 acres. And we are going to grow it further. So that meeting is to take place. So please forgive me, I can't continue with any more question answers now. Maybe later. Thank you very much. Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna, there is one announcement about JYST course.